The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate and they will show up, guaranteed. By Office Specialists and ABS Company, your office is their business. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Now, play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back in here at LaSalle Peru High School, home of the Cavaliers here in LaSalle, Illinois, as we get ready. The action actually already underway as the tip was won by the Lady Cavaliers of LP. And quickly knocked out of bounds by Jocelyn Kilgore. And now we're going to have a bucket by Drew Deppenbach to open the scoring. A two for LaSalle Peru. Quickly down on the other end, Silver Streaks setting up some offense. Kick to Zaniah Carter in the corner. She'll take a three. That's a little short. Rebound is going to be corralled by number four, Alexis Hines, for LP. And the Streaks throws it away. Taken away by Ella Hirschenroder. She'll get it to Lily Furrow. Furrow underneath and Furrow with a bucket.
Great play by Ella Hirschenroder. Nice little steal and assist. Finds Lily for an easy two.
As the ball gets back in play, it's going to be Jarrah bringing it ahead for LP. She has to pick it up. Pass over the top into no man's land and corralled by Deppenbach. And Deppenbach's got a layup. 4-2 LP here early.
Deppenbach with both buckets early.
Down low to Kilgore. Streaks looking to turn on. That is Rupert playing good defense, and it's going to be a jump ball following the miss from Kilgore. It'll stay with the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, Jaws kind of got caught in between moves there. She started to go over her left shoulder there and then kind of stopped with the size of Deppendork and went back to her right and just couldn't get the finish.
Inbounds pass is over the top to Ella Hirschenroder. She'll get it to Kilgore at the free throw line. Kilgore looking to get downhill. Now kicks out to Carter. Carter wraps her way into the lane and no good on the jumper. Rebound belongs to Deppenbach. Now taken away by Ella Hirschenroder. She gets downhill, puts the brakes on, and scores. It's 4-4. Want to give you the starters here for the Silver Streaks. It's the same starting lineup as we've had throughout the year. Zaniah Carter, Taylor Hirschenroder, Ella Hirschenroder, Josh Kilgore, and Lily Furrow. Meanwhile, for the Cavaliers of LP, it's going to be Alexis Hines and Emma Jarab at the guards, Drew Deppenbach and Margaret Bordeaux at the forwards, and the center is Brianna Rupert. LP setting up some offense here. Hines in the corner with it, working on Ella Hirschenroder, and has to give up. Now into the corner goes the Deppenbach. Now Jarab back outside to Bordeaux. Yeah, Bordeaux gets to Hines.
Streaks really pressuring the basketball here. LaSalle Peru, 34 turnovers in the game last year, and you can just see it that they don't really have the ball handlers to contend with the Streaks pressure here tonight.
And we're going to have the first foul of the ball game. It's going to be called against Taylor Hirschenroder on the reach. She's going to check out alongside, let's see, it's going to be Jaws Kilgore, Lily Furrow, and Taylor Hirschenroder to sit. So a smaller lineup on the floor here for Coach DeMott with the only true post in the game, Ellie Johnson.
Yeah, she talked about it earlier that she was looking to do this and go with some different lineups and maybe some smaller lineups to see what they, just in case she needs them in the postseason.
Hines is going to be tied up. The jump ball will stay with.
I would almost be confident saying I haven't seen this lineup on the floor this year together.
Yeah, this is the first time, and I believe it. It's going to quickly get a turnover as Ella Hirschenroder puts a little pressure on number four, Alexis Hines, and she dribbles it out of bounds.
Yeah, fourth turnover already of the game for LaSalle Peru here in the first two minutes and 15 seconds of the game.
Ella fires to Chloe May on the left wing. Now back with Ella Hirschenroder. They'll get it to the Ellie Johnson, and now Carter gets baseline, get it to roll home. Rebound Johnson. She'll kick it back out to Ella Hirschenroder. Now back to Johnson at the top of the key. Streaks working things around quickly. Grace Hirschenroder tried to drop one off from the short corner to Carter. Carter able to bring that one back in, and now a reset for the Streaks. Ella Hirschenroder at the top, back over to May left side.
Yeah, they started in a 1-2-2. They went man here. Streak's trying to
find
a little room.
Still in their zone offense here. Yeah, it looks like maybe they've shifted into a...
It's man. They're just helping
man,
a lot.
Yeah. Left wing with its May. Goes baseline to Grace Hershenroeder. She'll find Ella on the cut into the lane.
Good
foul going to be called against Rupert. Her first. That's going to send Hershenroeder to the free throw line for a pair.
You know, that's something we'd like to see Ella doing right there is shooting that little mid-range jumper from about 10, 11, 12 feet there. She got into the lane, and instead of trying to get all the way to the rim and her size becoming a bit of a detraction for her, she gets to about the 10, 11-foot spot and then pulls up for a jumper, gets fouled.
First one short, and fours are wild here at LP as it is 4-4 with 4 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hershenroeder will have a second attempt from the line. Second one's up,
and it
rolls home.
Get a little roll there, Ella.
She'll check out. Taylor replaces her. On the floor for the Silver Streaks, it's Zaniah Carter, Chloe May, Taylor Hershenroeder, and the starting post, Kilgore and Furrow. With it on the wing is Hines. She'll lose it behind her back. Loose ball on the floor, and she picked it up and kept dribbling. Thrown out to Deppenbach. Now Jarab at the top. They will work it into the corner. Hines.
Good, Taylor.
Ball taken away. Lily Furrow with a steal, and now a foul going to go against Hines. That'll be the second team foul against the Lady Cavaliers.
Yeah, good job by the Streaks defense swarming there. Got to get back to our amoeba-like feel that we have on our defense. Now here's the 2-3. Oh, no,
that's a man.
They just really help off on that weak side.
Back up top is May. Now Kilgore with a touch at the top of the key. Swing it around, Furrow in the corner. Now back out on the wing to Carter.
Yeah, a lot of standing here for the Streaks.
Yeah, I think the Streaks having some trouble identifying what set they need to be in. Kilgore at the elbow, now kicks out Hershenroeder on the wing. She'll get downhill, kicks back out to Kilgore. Kilgore tests the baseline, nothing there, so she'll kick back up top to Carter for a reset.
Oh, there's the back door.
Nice cut by May. Nothing there. She'll kick out to Furrow. She'll go baseline and unfortunately step on the end line there. So it'll be a turnover to LP.
Yeah, first turnover of the game there for the Streaks, but we just seem a little stagnant. I think you hit the nail on the head there. They're identifying zone, and it's man.
Inbounds pass taken away by Furrow. Nice drop pass down low to Carter, and Carter scores.
Yeah, her first bucket hit in 4 shot attempts.
Makes it 7-4, Silver Streaks. 3:12 to play in the first quarter. Hines splits the double.
Stop the ball.
Furrow steps up. Missed by Hines. Rebound Kilgore. Outlet to Carter. And here come the Silver Streaks.
Good down low.
Finds Furrow. Furrow up and scores.
Great pass by Zaniah. Right into the post immediately. Lily being strong. Through the little bit of a contact for 2.
Bringing it up is Jarab.
She's going the other way.
It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Yep. Last touch by Emma Jarab. So it'll be a turnover to the Silver Streaks.
That's turnover number 7 here in the first half or first quarter.
4 subs in this time for Coach DeMott. Silver Streak who stays is Taylor Hershenroeder. In the game is Ella Hershenroeder, Ellie Johnson, Sophia Kistler, and Grace Hershenroeder.
Yeah, so getting some first quarter action tonight.
Hershenroeder brings it up, kicks to Taylor on the wing.
Yeah, this is more, I don't know.
It's like
almost a matchup zone, maybe?
Yeah, I don't really know how to describe this. 3 on the outside, no good from Grace Hershenroeder. Rebounded by the Lady Cavaliers and quickly ahead to Rupert. Rupert, foul going to be called on the floor against Ella Hershenroeder.
And LaSalle Peru did a good job there of rebounding and just looking to run immediately. Had a little bit of a leak out there, and Streaks had the foul to prevent the easy deuce.
Jarab going to inbound. She'll get it in over the top to Deppenbach.
See the ball.
Deppenbach to the corner. Now down low they go to Rupert. Rupert creates a little space and scores. 9-6 now. Silver Streaks come back the other way pretty quickly. Grace Hershenroeder with it. Kicks up top. Now they go to the elbow to Johnson. Her jumper is no good. Rebound underneath by Bordeaux. Bordeaux outlet goes to April Pesquetto in the ball game. Running the point now for LP. Kick out goes to Deppenbach. Now Jarab at the top of the key. Jarab being guarded by Johnson will pick it up near the volleyball line. Gets it over to Deppenbach. Deppenbach down low to Rupert. Rupert goes baseline. No good on the layup attempt, but she's going to draw a foul. This one's going to go, I believe, on Johnson, and it does.
Yeah, that little high post offense there with the little basket cut off the high post, and the Streaks are just getting a little confused. No help action for the Streaks.
First free throw attempt from Rupert, up and good. She'll get one more. Subs in the ball game for Coach DeMott.
Elliot was guarding that high post there. She's got to bump them cutters. She's got to make sure it's hard for them cutters. They can't get a free pass to the hoop there.
Kistler, Johnson, and Grace Hershenroder will sit. Rupert, strong on the second one. Rebound by Kilgore.
She make the first one?
She did make the first one, yep. Taylor Hershenroder with it on the wing. Giving up top to Ella. Now swing right side to Z. Boy, work it back around the horn.
Oh,
now
good
down
open
low
up
to Kilgore. Kick out goes to Hershenroder. Ella, baseline, nothing there. She'll kick out to Z. Steps into a three. That one's good.
Bang!
From Zaniah.
From the corner. Nice pass, Ella.
12-7 Silver Streaks, 105 to play in the first period. Inbound goes to Jarab. Jarab into a double, taken away by Zaniah Carter. Carter, layup, good.
Good, Z. Good start for Z. She's got seven.
14-7 now, Silver Streaks. As we approach 45 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, Cavaliers get it across the timeline with Grebner. Now over to the hands of Jarab, taken out the back door there by Taylor Hershenroder. And it's going to go to the Silver Streaks. Last touched by Deppenbach.
Yeah, 6-9 turnovers now in the first quarter for the South Peru. Streaks start to extend this lead a little bit.
Half a minute to go in the first quarter. Ella Hershenroder with it at the top of the key.
Yeah, this is more traditional 2-3 here.
And they work it down low. Furrow can't get it to go. Rebound belongs to Kilgore. Somebody stepped on her foot there, so she goes to the ground, loses possession. Ahead, Grebner, no good. Rebound, Furrow. 12 seconds to play. Ella sees it, gets it quickly ahead to Taylor. Now back to Ella at the top of the key. Over to Zaniah. Zaniah fakes the shot, steps back. 15-footer, in and out, rebound, Deppenbach, and that's how the quarter is going to end. It is 14-7, the Silver Streaks on top of the LP Cavaliers. We'll be back with the second quarter of action. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO.
When one of our button spotters sees you wearing the blue WGIL button, blue could mean some green for you. Pick up your free blue WGIL button at the three Galesburg locations of CBI Bank and Trust, as well as at Sewing Center by Ron on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Win up to $500 cash instantly when one of our button spotters sees you wearing the blue WGIL button from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
If you're still shopping the big box stores to save money on office supplies, switch to Office Specialists in Galesburg and get the same big box store pricing backed by local customer service. Your hometown business that can do what the big box stores do. And more. Office Specialists, an ABS company.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Welcome back in here at LaSalle Peru High School, home of the Cavaliers. Mitch McVay and Jason Wessels with you.
Yeah, we got a new friend flying around the gym.
An interesting, a first for me, certainly.
Yeah, first I've seen it.
A bat on the loose here inside.
Unbelievable.
The gym
great
at LP.
Pass, Jaws.
Down low to start the second quarter. It's going to be a Furrow with a bucket.
A little big-to-big passing there. Great pass, Josh. Oh, my goodness, it's right over there.
Yeah, and he's flying right in here with us, and I don't know how I feel about this.
I do not like it. Oh my goodness.
He is right on top of us. Yeah, I'm going to put my hood up and just try to pretend like this isn't happening.
Everybody is turning around looking at us as we are diving for cover. Oh, my goodness.
Got to be on the lookout for the elements here at LP as the turnover on the floor is going to give the ball back to the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
That is a definite home court advantage.
I've never seen anything like this. That is for sure.
My eyes are peeled.
I'm watching a bat more than I'm watching a basketball game at this point.
Oh, it is over the girls on the court.
And
oh,
outside, it's going to be Ella Hershenroder with it. Now into the corner to Carter. Ella back to Carter in the corner. Back up top, Ella Hershenroder with it. Gives it at the elbow to Jaz Kilgore. Kilgore spins.
Good move, Jaz.
And scores.
With the left.
Nice move. A little spin back to her left there. Oh, the crowd.
Starting to notice what's going on here. Bat is dipping and diving on the crowd on the other side.
Yeah, we're going to need a timeout.
Somebody needs to catch this bat.
Ella is taking cover on the court. This is chaos. Somebody get it.
This is chaos.
Ace Ventura, where are you?
I don't even know what to say about this. On the floor, it's going to be Lady Cavaliers basketball.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of people watching the game right now.
No, inbound goes to Hines. Hines outside to number 10. That's Ella McCauley in the ball game. She gives to Bordeaux. I've lost sight of the bat.
Yeah, let's hope he's gone.
Hines with it on the outside.
The rest of the evening. Good, Jaws.
I'm just hoping this isn't like as we have a jump ball on the floor. I'm just hoping it's not one of those where it's like, where's the bat at? Where's the bat at? And he's actually on top of my
head.
He's
over there. He's over on the other side. I got him.
Oh, yeah, I see him.
I got eyes on him again. Stay over there.
Yeah, just hang out.
Find you a spot and chill out for a little bit.
18-7 on the floor. Silver Streaks on top of the Cavaliers. Inbound goes to Hines at the top of the key. Taken away, Chloe May. May brings it ahead.
Good catch.
Gets
Ella.
It down low. Ella Hershenroder with a layup.
Great play by Chloe May to find Ella on the cut there. Ella with five early.
Five of the 20 here early for the Silver Streaks. Pass goes to Alexis Hines. Hines over the top now to McCauley. McCauley brings it across the timeline. Kicks to Grebner in the corner. Down low they go to Rupert. Taken away. Furrow outlet to Ella Hershenroder. Quickly ahead tonight, Carter. Three ball from the wing. No good. Backside board. Chloe Matt. Top of the key with it is
good pass, Ella.
Kilgore. Or down low to Kilgore. Pass. Passes out to Carter for the three.
Bang! Nice pass, Jaws Kilgore. And she can pass it out of the post.
Hines bringing it ahead for LP. Kicks back to McCauley. McCauley picks up her dribble, and that's going to result in a timeout taken by head coach, Adam Spencer of the La Salle Peru Cavaliers. It is a full timeout, so we're going to take one with them. 5:33 to play here in the first half. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Clear Sound Hearing with offices in Galesburg and Monmouth, because hearing the call loud and clear matters on the court and in your life. Schedule your hearing test today.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from CBI Bank and Trust and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Second Baptist Church. Nominate your favorite today at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Back here in LaSalle, Illinois at LP High School, Mitch McVay and Jason Wessels as the Galesburg Silver Streaks on top, 23-7. Second quarter action here. It's LP with the basketball. Grebner in the corner. Kicks up top to Jarob. Jarob being guarded by May. We'll give it up to Bordeaux. Bordeaux off a screen. Tries to hit the roller and taken away by Carter.
This LP team has some size.
Carter in the corner. Now up top to Ella. Kicks left side, Chloe May. Back to Ella Hershenroder at the top. Grace Hershenroder kicks it left side to Carter.
And this is a Streaks lineup with the four guard set again.
Out to May. Swing it over to Grace Hershenroder. Skip past Carter, left corner. Up top now to Ella.
Yeah, Streak showing really good patience here against the zone.
Ella on the baseline. Jump ball going to be called as LP comes over and gets a hand on that. Yeah, we'll stay with the Streaks.
Ella did a good job of getting baseline there, and as she went up, she was thinking shot, then it kind of got held as she shot it, and then she tried to pass it to the corner. How is this their ball?
They must have forgotten to
No,
I think he's going to come over and say, actually, I think we double-changed the arrow here. Yep.
Yeah, black ball. Okay, I was going to say, they had the ball first in the quarter, and there hasn't been a jump ball since.
So it will be Silver Streak basketball as Aaron Furrow ribs one of his former colleagues in the stripes here about getting that one wrong. Right side, Zaniah Carter with it. Up top to Ella.
Step out a little bit, Ellie. There you go. Now she's going to go back to the post.
Carter in the corner. Ella Hershenroeder up top. Collapses the defense and kicks to her sister, Grace. Grace into the lane, loses the handle. Ball on the floor, picked up by Johnson. And look at what she found.
What I found here.
Ellie Johnson with a bucket.
Yeah, might have got away with the travel. She went down to one knee to pick that up, and she just kind of went up and laid it up, and refs didn't say anything. Oh, backcourt.
25-7. Silver Streaks on top, 3:40 to go in the half. Deppenbach picks it up, running a little dribble handoff set. Good defense by Carter to disrupt that. Jarab kicks to Deppenbach down the lane, and Drew Deppenbach with her third bucket of the ball game.
Yeah, she's 3-for-3.
She's got 6 of the 9 points scored.
Chloe May! Bang!
As May knocks down the triple, makes it 28-9. Bordeaux to inbound. Gets it into Jarab.
Tip it. There you go, Chloe.
Jarab across the timeline. May gets a hand on that. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Silver Streaks. Good hustle from Chloe May.
Yeah, what a great play to tip that ball from behind. She almost came up with it, diving for it.
That just feels like an oxymoron to say good hustle by Chloe May. Of course it is. That's what she does. Inbounding is going to be Bordeaux. They get it in. Deppenbach.
Unreal.
Loose ball off of
Ella
Hershenroeder. Ends up in the hands of Bordeaux. Now Hines is going to reset for LP into the hands of Pesquetto.
Zaniah.
Taken away by Carter. Carter. Layup. Up and good.
Good steal. And
Carter's got
Zaniah.
12. And the Streaks are up 30-9. Hines with it. Over to Pesquetto. And a timeout going to be taken here by the LP Cavaliers. It's a full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 2:34 to go in the half.
Yeah, and the Streaks defense is really starting to take control of this game here. 14 turnovers in the first half for the South Peru Cavaliers. And Streaks with only one back in that first quarter. So the defense is starting to do what it does, and Streaks are starting to run away with this one.
Yeah, Streaks really seem to have picked up the intensity since the bat incident, I guess is what I'll call it, early in the game. If you just joined us, we did have a bat just flying loose here inside the gym at LP. And
that was scary.
It had everybody's attention. It had our attention, everybody in the stands, and some of the girls on the floor.
Yeah, you've seen some of the sophomore girls. They were running for cover, heading to the locker room. I do not blame them.
Now, it does appear that our flying friend has made his exit. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he's found somewhere to hide out.
To hide out.
But my eyes are peeled. Yeah. I have not...
there for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I'm not giving him any benefit of the doubt. My peripherals keep working, and I keep thinking I'm seeing it. But
the Silver Streaks with the defensive effort, again, kind of what we've come to expect out of the Silver Streaks, but they've turned defense into offense.
It's led to a
big explosion here in quarter number two.
Yeah, and the bounce back has been nice here for the Streaks in this first half from Saturday's game, and no better way than to create turnovers and get a big blowout win.
And Streaks got 16 points here in the quarter. LP only scored 9 so far in the ball game.
Turnover.
Rupert. It's going to be intended for her, but taken away by Furrow. Outlet to Olivia Springer into the ball game here early.
All right.
Left side, May.
Oh, Soph.
May down low to Kistler. Kistler fires one out to Ella Hershenroeder. She'll throw a skip pass to Springer. Now back up top to Ella. Now May right wing.
Good open up by Lily.
May drives, kicks outside to Ella Hershenroeder. Now Springer right wing. To Kistler in the corner. Back up top to Ella. Skip pass Lily. Three ball from the wing. Strong. Backside board, Chloe May.
Her second offensive rebound.
May to Furrow at the top. Back outside to May. Nobody steps up. She thought about the three. Instead, kicks to the corner to Hershenroeder. Now it's up top with Springer. Springer out to Ella on the right wing. To Furrow in the corner. She'll take another three. This one's strong. Backside board, Kistler. Kicks up top. Hershenroeder splits a double. Nice move, Ella Hershenroeder with a bucket.
Yeah, a little up to nine in the game. Or seven, excuse me.
32-9, 1:10 to play in the first half. Bordeaux with it left wing. Off of a screen. Thought about a three. Instead, kicks it over. Three taken by Hines is no good. Rebound, Olivia Springer. Springer outlet to Hershenroeder. Ahead they come to May. Now Ella with it. Kistler with a touch to Springer in the corner.
Get it in there. Good, Olivia.
Springer
nice
getting
pass.
It down low to Furrow. Furrow faces, turns, and draws the foul.
Yeah, Lily with a little up and under there. Gets fouled and earns her way to the free throw line for two.
In the move made famous by, I remember this well from a summer league that we had to go to when I was in high school, where we were sat down by our head coach and given a long lesson about Illinois Wesleyan's Jack Sikma,
who made
that face-up move that Lily Furrow just did there popular back in, I believe, the 70s.
The old Milwaukee Buck.
Yeah. Shout out to Coach Chuck Grant for that useless piece of knowledge that's stuck in my head. As Furrow knocks down the second one. Did she make them both?
Yes, she did.
Good job by Lily Furrow. That'll make it 34-9. Going baseline is Deppenbrock. She'll have to kick it out. Bordeaux taken away by Furrow. Furrow, coast to coast. Layup is good.
Yeah, Lily having a really strong first half here. She's now got 10.
10, including 6 in the quarter.
We'll go along with 3 steals.
Final 15 seconds of the first half. It's 36-9. The Silver Streaks on top. Pesquetto kicks out Bordeaux. Three ball. That's short. Pesquetto on the backside with a board, but she stepped out of bounds. It'll be a turnover to the Silver Streaks with 6.8 remaining in the half. Inbounding is
only 3 shot attempts here in the second
to
quarter.
Grace Hershenroeder. She'll dribble up volleyball line. Got it. 3 is up and good from Grace.
Bang from way downtown.
And that's how the first half's going to end. It is 39-9. The Galesburg Silver Streaks on top of the LaSalle Peru Lady Cavaliers. We'll be back with the halftime show. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
This year, I am getting in shape.
Oh, well, that's nice.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking about how I've been holding up the snow, ice, and Illinois weather since 2008. But sure, let's focus on your sit-ups.
Are you upset?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'll just be up here leaking, quietly.
If your roof is giving you subtle hints that it needs attention, call Ace Roofing and Construction in Abingdon. We'll show up and give you an estimate guaranteed.
No rush. I can wait. I always do.
I'm with families maybe an hour or so, and we get everything done in one visit.
We all spend hours and over the course of a lifetime, days, doing things we don't really enjoy. But pre-planning your funeral with Watson Thomas, that only takes 1 hour. One appointment with Lexi Zellmer Kayser.
By the end of the time that we have spent together, they will often give me a hug, and then they really feel great about what we put together for their family.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg. Celebrating life's legacy.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Chris McIntyre with WGIL, inviting you and the kids out to Second Saturday's Nature Valentine's at the Lakeside Nature Center Shelter on Saturday, February 14th from 9:30 to 11. Take a nature hike and search for heart shapes and gather supplies to make Nature Valentine's. Admission is free. For more details on this or other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, Personalized Care, Real Results Every Season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck, it's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Report. Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back in here at LaSalle Peru High School, home of the Cavaliers. And tonight, home of the Galesburg Silver Streaks and a furry winged friend.
Yeah, some
Yeah, Mr. Benny the Bat, who made his way around the gym earlier. Of course, we haven't seen him in a little while, but we have seen the Silver Streaks climb out to a 30-point lead at the half, 39-9. And it did seem like a little bit of a slow start for the Silver Streaks,
yeah.
But then really kicked it in gear there to start the second quarter. And a huge second quarter lead results in a 30-point lead at the half.
Yeah, and it's fueled by this defense here. It's creating 17 turnovers there in that first quarter. LaSalle Peru only able to get 3 shot attempts there after only getting 5 in the first quarter. The defense has been suffocating and dominant here in the first half.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into our halftime stats brought to you by Yamato Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. We'll start with the individual scoring for the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers. It is Drew Deppenbrock with 6 first half points. That came courtesy of 3 two-point field goals, 2 in the first quarter, 1 in the second quarter, and then 3 points for Brianna Rupert. Meanwhile, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they were led in the first half by 12 points from the sensational sophomore Zaniah Carter, 10 points for Lily Furrow, 7 points for Ella Hershenroder, 3 points apiece for Chloe May and Grace Hershenroder. And Grace's came with that volleyball court 3 to end the half.
Buzzer beater action.
And then 2 points apiece for Joss Kilgore and Ellie Johnson.
And for the team numbers, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, they finished the first half 16 of 27 from the field, 4 of 9 from distance, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and just 1 turnover. And for the Cavaliers of LaSalle Peru, 4 of 8 from the field, 0 for 1 from 3, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 17 turnovers.
Add all that up, carry the 1, and it's 39-9 at the half. The Silver Streaks on top of the LaSalle Peru Cavaliers, and a great start to the ball game. Two players in particular, and, they are the two leading scorers here in the first half of the Silver Streaks, but two players that have stood out to me, Zaniah Carter early. She continues to just look like she can take over games whenever she would like to. Once again, bring your lunch pail, hard hats on, working a little overtime, Lily Furrow.
Yeah, Lily Furrow's been really good here in the first half, executing against this zone offense and our zone defense and going high, going low, rebounding, doing what she does, 3 steals, the 10-point first half for Lily. Really impressive, really just a really solid half there for the Streaks.
Yeah, absolutely. On the other side, it's been difficult for LP to get the ball across half court and get it into their offensive sets. Deppenbrock looked good early, but the Silver Streaks adjusted to that pretty quickly and really haven't had very many good looks since early in the ballgame.
Just suffocating. It's that amoeba-like defense the Streaks are able to throw at teams. And, we're doing it with more bodies tonight, so the legs are even fresher than they normally are. And it's paying dividends tonight.
Yeah, paying huge dividends. Of course, the Silver Streaks that we've seen check in earlier than we are used to seeing in this ball game. Sophia Kissler with a couple of stints here in the first half, and some good minutes from Olivia Spornier.
Yeah, Olivia goes in and gets herself a rebound there and executes the offense pretty well, does a good job on the defensive end, and like we said, it's the recipe to a 30-point halftime lead.
And one of the things that I'll be interested to see in the second half is you and I kind of talked about it a little bit on the way down here, but as we look to next year, which obviously we still have a lot to go this year, so you don't want to do that. Some of these sophomores are going to be expected to play bigger roles next year. Yep. I'd love to see Izzy Kennedy and Kira Cooper get a little extended run here today.
Yeah, I think we will. The fourth quarter especially, we're well on our way to a running clock game here tonight, and we're going to see a lot of the bench mob here in this third and fourth quarter, I believe. And just save as much legs as you can. You got three games this week. You don't really need to push it. There's no records or stat records that we need to be chasing or anything like that. Just come out here, take care of business, and get everybody involved. And, the one thing we talked about, too, on the way up is let's see Abigail Casey get a bucket.
Yes, that is goal number one for us tonight.
I want to see her in the scorebook.
Before we take our final break here and get back with you for the second half, I do want to give a shout-out to our friends at Nissan of Galesburg, home with a lifetime warranty. Once again, hooking Jason and I up with a sweet ride to get us to La Salle Peru here tonight. It's a 2026 Nissan Rogue. It's white, heated seats, all the bells and whistles, great gas mileage. Not to mention, it has, 1,500 miles?
1,500.
It's
brand new.
Yeah, a great vehicle. And stop by and ask them about it today over at Nissan of Galesburg.
Yeah, they will take care of you.
We'll take great, great care of you. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll wrap up the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Show and bring you the second half. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIO.
You're adding a room to your house. Who's the first person you call?
My wife?
Wrong! Courtright Construction of Oneida. Unless your wife can lay a concrete foundation so beautiful it'll bring a tear to your eye.
Well, she makes a good pot pie.
Which you'll enjoy on your very level foundation from Courtright Construction. See, the guys at Courtright are pros when it comes to concrete, foundations, and site prep work. No matter what you're building, make sure the first call you make is to the guys who will set the stage for the rest of the project. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Wear it for your chance to win this winter. Up to $500 cash instantly when one of our button spotters sees you wearing the blue WGIL button. Pick up your free blue WGIL button at Yem Auto on North Henderson Street and at Bates Collision Center on East Main Street, both in Galesburg. Pin one on your coat, on your other coat, on your hat. You could win cash on the spot when you wear the blue WGIL button. See a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Seminary Estates, part of Seminary Village in Galesburg, where you can test the fit before you commit with a short stay to try it out before making the big decision. This evening, mostly cloudy, the low of 19. Tomorrow, cloudy through mid-morning, gradually clearing with a high of 30, low of 10. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 29 and a low of 16. It's 25 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Welcome back in here at La Salle Peru High School as the third quarter gets underway. It's going to bring an end to the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Show, brought to you by Watson Thomas in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacies. Back on the floor, it will be Galesburg basketball following a missed layup by LP. We do have an injury on the floor as Ella Hirschenroder appeared to roll her ankle a little bit.
Man, that's a couple games in a row she's done that.
She is up and looking pretty strong on it.
Yeah, she's
and they're going to let her stay in the ball game. Inbound goes to Ella Hirschenroder. She'll bring it ahead. Strikes on top by 30. Taylor on the wing.
Baseline runner here.
Back to Ella. They'll get it to the free throw line to Kilgore. Kilgore goes to work on Rupert. Floaters up. No good. Rebound Rupert. Outlet to Bordeaux. Streaks got the press turned off here to start the second half. Hines brings it across the timeline. Dribble handoff into the hands of Preschetto. Down low, Rupert gets to the rack and scores.
A nice little pass there from Pesquetto into Rupert. She gets the finish. Her first shot attempt since the first quarter.
Pass ahead into the corner goes off the feet of Carter and a turnover for the Silver Streaks. Hines ahead. No good on the left-handed layup. Rebound, Ella Hershenroder. She'll look to run out to Z. Z down low. Kilgore. Kilgore the layup.
Nice pass, Z. Good finish. Jaws, let's go.
41-11. Streaks back up by 30. Hines gets it across the timeline to Deppenbrock. Now up top in the hands of Prischetta. Bordeaux in the corner. Going to go baseline. Nothing there. Kicks to Rupert. Rupert back to Bordeaux. Bordeaux no good, but a foul on Carter.
Yeah, nice little give and go there from LaSalle Peru. Gets themselves a chance for two at the line.
Maggie Bordeaux going to have a chance to get herself into the scorer sheet here. So far only two in the scoring column for the Cavs. Make it three as she rolls that one home. 41-12. 41-13 following the made pair from Maggie Bordeaux. Ahead comes Hershenroder. Kicks right wing to Carter. Back to Ella. Now Taylor left side. Taylor dribbling towards the top. Dribble handoff action goes to Carter. Now Furrow with it to Hershenroder. Drives the baseline on the left side. Picks up her dribble. Nothing there. Has to give out to the corner to Kilgore. Kilgore gets in the
good
lane.
Toss.
Floater a bit strong. Furrow on the board. And
really
Furrow with the finish.
Have a game, young lady.
43-13.
Yeah, Streak's doing a good job forcing LaSalle Peru to their left here. And they want nothing to do with their left hands.
Hines gets it across the timeline. Knocked out of bounds by Ella Hershenroder. Four subs in the ball game for Coach DeMott, as the only Streak who stays is Zaniah Carter. On the floor, Carter, Kistler, Johnson, May, and Grace Hershenroder. Inbounds to Hines. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side taken away by Carter. Carter, shot out of a cannon. Left-hand layup is up and good.
Man, she's fast when she gets out that open court.
45-13, Streaks on top. Hines brings it across the timeline. Being picked up there by Grace Hershenroder. Kicks left side to Deppenbrock. Deppenbrock loses it. Carter with a steal. Carter with a layup. Zaniah with 16 in the ball game, and Streaks' lead grows to 34. Going to be Rupert at the top of the key, down low to Deppenbrock. No good. Rebound Carter, or not Carter, excuse me, that's Johnson. Outlet goes to Carter. Zaniah brings it ahead. Nobody steps up. She'll walk into a three, just a little short. Rebound Deppenbrock. Outlet to Hines. And ahead come the Cavs. Kick outside, three ball. Bordeaux up and good from Maggie Bordeaux.
Has a nice little set there for LaSalle Peru.
Leads down to 31 for the Streaks. Grace Hershenroder with it on the wing. Looking to get it down low and does to Johnson. Johnson through some contact, no good. Gets her own rebound. Brings the ball down, kicks out to Carter. Three balls. Zaniah, strong. Rebound underneath Bordeaux. Over to Hines. And Hines will bring it ahead for the Cavs into the corner. Now down low to Rupert and a foul on Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson or Ellie just didn't do a good enough job of getting around that that post up right there. She just kind of reached and that was an easy call for the refs. Got to use your body and feet and get around that post up.
Subs in for Galesburg. It's Olivia Springer and Abigail Casey checking in, replacing Johnson and Carter.
Come on, Abigail.
Inbounding is going to be Prischetto. Kick out, three ball. No good from McCulley. Rebound underneath belongs to Morrishire, and now the Streaks come away with it. Springer on the wing. Up top to Kistler. Kistler to Casey. Casey up top to May. May goes baseline. Tried to get one in there to Casey, but she wasn't ready for it. Instead, May will go baseline and score. Chloe May with a bucket.
Way to attack. Baseline opened up. She said, I don't mind if I do. We'll finish at the rim for two.
49-16. 3:08 to play in the third quarter.
Olivia with a little bit of reach there.
Yeah, foul going to go on Springer. It's the second team foul against the Silver Streaks. As into the ball game comes number three, Rosalie Leiniger.
We got a timeout.
And we got a 30-second timeout going to be taken by LP. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It's 49-16, 3:05 to go in the third quarter. And the Silver Streaks getting here into the bench now as we head into the latter parts of this basketball game. And as we've kind of talked throughout the day, it is mission number one, Abigail Casey, get a bucket.
Time for her to get in the scorer's book for the season.
And she is in the ball game, or at least was as we headed to the timeout.
South Peru has been much better here in the second half, though, and actually getting some good shot attempts up. And they got 7 points here in the second third quarter. Just first, what is it, about 4 minutes, 5 minutes of the third quarter. They've looked like a they've executed at a better clip here, I would say.
And the half court looks good. Once they're able to get it across half court and get set up, that looks good. The struggle early was just getting it up the floor. As the inbounds pass from Prosetto goes to Leiniger. Now down low to...
And they're going to get Abigail there. Streak's just not doing a good job of getting around on the post. They're just playing behind and kind of reaching from when the pass is entered into the post. And you got to use your feet and get around.
That foul went on Casey there. Inbounding is Prosetto. She'll get it in to McCulley. McCulley skip pass back to Prosetto. Long two, no good. Rebound down low. Belongs to Morsha Sire, and she'll score.
Yeah, she's got to get a body.
Grace Hershenroder thought about the three. Kicks out Springer. Long two, no good. Rebound on the backside. Prosetto. Prosetto going to bring it ahead. Streaks up 31 with 2:33 to play. Pass goes off the foot of Grace Hershenroder, and she'll be called for the kicked ball violation. Possession will stay with LP. Inbound goes to Leiniger. Into Grebner in the corner. She'll look to feed Moshe Sire down low. And another bucket there.
Yeah, she's got some size to her. She's
And now a steal, a takeaway by Leiniger. Down the floor comes Grebner. Good recovery by the Silver Streak defense. Kick out McCulley. Three ball off the bank. No good. Rebound by...
That's their best offense right now.
Yeah, that is their best. And I've been saying that long. I hear the PA public address announcer calling her Lily Mohizer. And she's got a bucket. Now a steal by Grebner. Grebner ahead and scores. Giovanna Grebner gets into the scoring column.
Yeah, Streak's getting a little sloppy here with the basketball.
49-24. Down low, Springer.
Olivia chance for him too at the line. Oh, they called a travel on her?
Ooh, and yeah, the walk going to be called against the Silver Streaks. A turnover.
Fifth turnover of the game for the Streaks.
To the Cavs. Bringing it up is McCulley. Kicks over into the corner to Prosetto. Prosetto trying to get downhill. Nothing there. We'll have to kick over to McCulley in the left corner. She has it taken away by May.
What a play.
May quickly ahead to Grace Hershenroder.
One more. Finish it,
Abigail. She'll drop it off in between the legs of Casey. She's unable to handle it. Kicks it out to May. May skips to Grace Hershenroder, and Grace finishes.
Nice shot there by Grace. Getting to her spot from about 13 feet out. Just elevates and knocks it down.
51-24. Grebner going baseline. And she walked. It's going to be a turnover to the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, 42 seconds here. I'd be fine with one shot in this situation.
Grace Hershenroder with it up top. Kicks over to Springer. Down nice low pass to Kistler. Oh. She's going to be blocked by Mohizer. Loose ball brought in by McCulley. She'll bring it ahead, kicks left side to Leiniger.
Tell you, Mohizer, she's had some quality minutes here in the third quarter.
Pass intended for McCulley's, knocked out of bounds by May. 20.8 remains here in the third quarter, 51-24.
She's had 6 points and four rebounds in this quarter alone.
Inbound goes to Leiniger. Now left side with it's Grebner. Grebner, jumper, no good. Rebound, she gets her own. Kicks it out, McCulley for three. Banks open and McCulley, Ella McCulley knocks down a triple. Three at the buzzer, no good. And that's how the quarter is going to end. It is 51-27, streaks on top. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Silver Streak Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from CBI Bank and Trust and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Lutheran Social Services. Nominate your favorite today at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Congratulations to another instant cash winner. Margaret Olszewski of Galesburg was spotted wearing the blue WGIL button and won $25. Find a location to pick up your free button at WGIL.com.
Back here at LaSalle Peru High School, Silver Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter with a commanding 51-27 lead. Olivia Springer on the left wing gives it up top to Ella Hershenroder. Now Ellie Johnson with it on the left side. Kicks up top to Grace. Back to Ella, left wing. Ella to Kissler at the top of the key. Now into the hands of Springer. It's with Johnson at the top. Kicks over to Grace, right wing. She'll scoop pass to her sister Ella. Ella getting downhill, nothing there. Kicks out to Grace in the corner. Grace probing, picks it up. Now gives to Ellie Johnson. Skip pass, Kissler. Jumper, no good. Rebound off of number 13. That is Charlie Slusarik in the ballgame. And it will stay with the Silver Streaks. Inbound goes to Ella Hershenroder. Three ball, no good. Rebound belongs to Mohizer.
Man, Mohizer made an impact.
Ahead to Grebner. Giovanni Grebner steps into a jumper. That's no good. Rebound tipped around and in the hands of Grace Hershenroder. Grace bringing it ahead. Nobody steps up. She gets all the way to the rim. Can't finish. Same. Rebound Kissler. She'll kick it out. Ella Hershenroder, three ball from the wing. No good. Grace with a rebound.
Man, two offensive rebounds.
Kicks back out to Ella. Now over to Springer, right wing. Outside Johnson with it. Skip to Grace on the left wing. Now Kissler, three ball.
Get a roll.
Rattles home from
She's so excited about it.
Kissler. Soph will make it 54-27 as McCulley picks up her dribble, tries to get one to Grebner, and it's out of bounds to the Silver Streaks. Checking in are Kaylee Rice and Abigail Casey. They'll replace Ella Hershenroder and Ellie Johnson.
Yeah, 6:09 left to go here in the game.
Grace Hershenroder going to bring it ahead for the Silver Streaks. Kaylee Rice with a touch. Now Springer at the top. Back cut by Kissler. Nothing there. Kick out to Hershenroder.
Shoot it.
Now Abigail Casey with it. Left side Rice into the corner to Springer, and that's going to be out of bounds. Turnover to LP.
Olivia tried to make a really difficult pass there along the baseline to Abigail Casey. I like the idea. Just tough to execute that.
Bringing it ahead is Ella McCulley. Into the corner to Slusarik. Now she'll feed Leiniger.
Good, Soph.
Down That's how you low, play supposed knocked defense. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cavs.
Morshiser's been really good here in the second half. They tried to go right back to the well right there, and Soph works her way around the post up and knocks that ball out of bounds.
Inbound goes to Leiniger.
Good, Soph.
Now outside McCulley. McCulley going baseline. She stepped on the end line. It'll be a turnover to the Cavaliers.
Turnover number 25 for the Cavaliers here in the game.
Quickly ahead, Springer with it on the
She's
wing.
Step into one.
Three nice. Ball up and good by Olivia Springer.
Bang! Olivia Springer.
McCulley gets it across the timeline.
That'll put us at 30. We got a running clock the rest of the way.
Cutting into the lane is Slusarik. Shot up and no good. Rebound Rice.
Number two. I do not have a number two.
Oh, yeah, neither do I.
Olivia
three ball,
again.
Olivia Springer, no good. She'll be fouled and she'll head to the free throw line.
Streak's bench loves it.
Foul goes on Ella McCulley. Under 4.5 minutes to go. And again, this last 4.5 will go pretty quick. Springer's first free throw is good.
Good for Olivia. 4 points here in the fourth quarter. I know that's a season high.
Springer knocks down a second one.
Pure.
And I'm going to tell you what, partner, she knocks down this third one. She's got my vote for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
He's had an impressive fourth quarter.
Kennedy into the ball game for Coach Lamont. Springer no good off the left side. Rebound chased down by Grebner. Bringing it ahead is Leiniger.
Run, run.
Pass taken away by Izzy
drop
Kennedy.
Drop it off.
Kennedy.
Oh,
left-handed right layup there. Is up and good.
Great job by Izzy Kennedy getting the steal in the bucket. Abigail was trailing.
McCulley brings it across the timeline. She'll kick into the corner to Slusarik. Cavs work it around. Now left side, it's with McCulley. McCulley skip pass to number two, who are not sure who that is. No good by
There's
her.
There's a board by Abigail.
Rebound Casey. Kennedy brings it ahead. Gives it to Springer. Downloaded Kistler. Kick out. Kennedy. Three. Up and good from Izzy.
Izzy for three. Izzy got five here in the fourth.
64-27.
Nice pass, Sophia.
And we've got some celebrations being done by the bench as that time it was Jaz Kilgore and Chloe May got down like they were in a canoe and did some rowing.
Abigail, another rebound.
And Casey with a rebound. And a walk going to go against the Silver Streaks, so it will be a turnover to LP. 2:26 remains here in the ball game. It is 64-27 Streaks.
Yeah, Kara Cooper, the only one that hasn't seen any action of the streak so far.
Inbounding is McCulley. She'll get it into number two. And I think that might be Kennedy Kramarsarik
from the
who
JV.
Played in the sophomore game.
Yeah.
Turnovers going to be to the Silver Streaks. We had under 2 minutes to play.
Under 2 minutes to go. Streaks going to come out here with number 23 on the season.
Springer with it. Now up to
one
Kennedy.
One more. Oh.
Rice gets it to Izzy. Izzy in the lane. Floaters up and good. Izzy Kennedy.
Yeah, Izzy Kennedy. With
coming
her
alive.
Season high with seven.
Izzy must have heard I was willing to give the bench my vote for crunch time player of the game. She scored seven since then. Kennedy outside Springer. Thought about the three. Instead, kicks back out to Kennedy. Now Rice, triple. No good. Rebound, tipped around, and Slusarik comes away with it. Final 70 seconds. Into the lane goes Leininger. Kick out, three, McCulley. No good, rebound, Kennedy. Kennedy bringing it ahead. Casey, shoot it in. She steps through it. It's going to be blocked there by Leininger. That was it.
That was the one.
Long pass ahead, knocked out of bounds by Springer. Seconds to go. Inbounding McCulley. She gets it in to Kramaric, who scores.
Well, that was nothing. But
and we'll just have to add a number two. They said Skinner. I don't see a Skinner on anywhere. Who knows?
One more.
Who that is.
One more and shoot it.
Outside, it's going to be.
Shoot it, Abigail.
Bringer gets it to Casey. Casey kicks out to Kennedy. Kennedy through the lane.
Phillips says, I'll shoot it.
Feeds Kistler, no good. Rebound tipped around by Skinner, and Kennedy ends up with Skinner. Ahead come LP. Three ball, no good. Casey with a rebound at the buzzer, and that's how this one concludes. 66-29, the Galesburg Silver Streaks outlast the LP Lady Cavaliers. When we come back, we'll have the postgame show. You are listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate and they will show up, guaranteed. By Office Specialists and ABS Company, your office is their business. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Get ready to write down a phone number, but first, this is the making of America. I'm Michael Emerson. On August 18th, 1920, a woman's right to vote became constitutional law. But the battle for those rights actually began back in 1878 when Aaron Sargent, a California Republican senator, first proposed the legislation. In 1920, 36 states were needed to ratify the legislation, but the battle for confirmation proved to be long and bitter, with Southern Democrats blocking passage whenever and wherever possible. With time running out, Tennessee became the 36th state to grant women suffrage, and in doing so, it became the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution.
The next time you travel, if you want to save huge money, call 800-654-0759. That's 800-654-0759. 800-654-0759.
Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, personalized care, real results every season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck, it's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
Say big now during Menard's Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a three-panel LED light bulb, now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest bar soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Seminary Estates, part of Seminary Village in Galesburg, where you can test the fit before you commit with a short stay to try it out before making the big decision. This evening, mostly cloudy, the low of 19. Tomorrow, cloudy through mid-morning, gradually clearing with a high of 30, low of 10. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 29 and a low of 16. It's 25 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
with the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Lexi DeMont. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back in here at LaSalle Peru High School in LaSalle, Illinois. Mitch McVay alongside Jason Wessels as the Silver Streaks of Galesburg come away with a huge victory over the LaSalle Peru Lady Cavaliers. And I did not write down the final score. I know we had 66 to 29 over the LaSalle Peru Lady Cavaliers. And what was a pretty good effort from the Silver Streaks from wire to wire, led most of the way. I think there was an early lead actually by LP, but a good job by the Silver Streaks to come back from that one and come away with a resounding victory here tonight to get back on the right side of things.
Yeah, that was a good bounce back win for the Streaks and just the type of opponent you needed. And here comes Lex right away.
As we're going to be joined by Coach.
Yeah, did you find a way up here?
I came back out and they're like, that just hopped the thing. I'm like,
oh, okay. We're going to be joined here by Coach DeMont.
It took me forever to find the way up here. I should have did that.
It is a little difficult to figure out how to get up here. That's for sure.
I came from the doors behind these, and then it walks all the way across.
From over there?
Yeah.
This is going to be our Courtright Construction in Oneida postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And Coach DeMont joins us. And one of the things that stands out to me, we saw a few different lineups that we've never seen on the floor together here today. You did tell us ahead of time we were probably going to see some of that. What'd you like? What didn't you like?
I liked when we have five shooters on the floor, especially, you know, that's something that, you know, not a lot of teams can see all the time. So that was nice to see, and I kind of liked everybody's energy tonight. I felt like it was there from the start. And so that was nice to see as well. But overall, yeah, just, you know, I feel like a game that we needed, to kind of get back going in the right direction, after a tough loss on Saturday.
One thing I did not like to see tonight was that bat flying around here. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you saw that.
Did you see that thing?
Yes, I did. Coach Groves. It was like, there's a bat. And next thing you know, the whole bench was like, there's a bat up there. And then it came down, and then Lily was like, in the middle of the game.
That was terrible. I mean, I'm not a fan of them little rodent things, whatever you want to call them. But they are. That was terrible. It kept flying over our heads.
Yes, it was behind you guys when we first saw it.
I was taking cover. I don't know. No, congratulations on the bounce back win. And that was a good effort from the team, especially defensively. We did a good job of turning them over 28 times and, you know, speeding them up. Obviously, they don't have the ball handlers capable of doing this, but it was a good team defensive effort.
There were a lot of people in the right spots tonight. I liked our hand in the passing lane defense as well. I felt like we got a lot of deflections for that. We talked about being on the line a little bit. That was noticeable tonight. Just a lot of good things overall, even from the kids, you know, that we don't normally see play that I wanted to see in some lineups, making some passes from the inside out and getting shooter shots. But then also their ability to have confidence to step out and shoot the ball as well. Just a lot of good things that I saw from this group as a whole tonight. Just looking forward to just keep continuing to build and carrying it on through the rest of the week.
Yeah, Coach, as somebody who spent some time, playing mop-up minutes in my basketball career, I always appreciate when the girls who kind of play those practice roles get to come out and show it off a little bit during the game. How about Olivia Springer and Izzy Kennedy combined for 12 points in the fourth quarter?
That's exciting. You know, something for Liv, I know she's heard me say it to her a million times when she goes in the game, is look to shoot the ball. She's not always one that's looking for herself. She's looking more to, you know, pass to somebody else first, get them a bucket before herself. And so tonight, for her to just catch and enter them and shoot the ball, it's like, yes. And, you know, her teammates were, you know, telling her, shoot it. You know, they yelled a lot.
We saw the row the boat celebration over there between Jazz and Chloe.
Yes.
It was a pretty good one.
And then for Izzy to come in, you know, she just played a full game in the sophomore game to come in and relieve some of those point guard duties, and even take it right down the middle of the lane and for a little pull up and do that. She had her hand in the passing lane steal and got herself a layup as soon as she came in. But a lot of good things overall and just really proud of how together we were tonight. Nothing seemed to distract us. Nothing just seemed
except the bat.
Oh yeah, the bat. That was a different case. Yeah, but overall, everything else was great.
All right, Lex, we appreciate you stopping by as always, and have a safe trip back to the Berg. I know it's a school night, so we're going to let you get out here a little early and get them girls back home ready for school tomorrow, and have a good week of practice, and let's go get Geneseo on Thursday.
Yep, thanks for coming, guys.
And senior night, right? Thursday?
Senior night, yes. Senior night as well.
That was head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Coach Lexi DeMott, joining us here on the postgame show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hand out our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, as well as go over some final stats and wrap this up and get on out of here. You're listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Clear Sound Hearing with offices in Galesburg and Monmouth, because hearing the call loud and clear matters on the court and in your life. Schedule your hearing test today.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust? Make your car look like new. Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When it's time for a new roof or roof repair, protect your home and yourself from financial liability. Hire Ace Roofing and Construction, a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor.
Ace warranties their work. Substandard work and repairs from unlicensed or uninsured contractors can cost you in the long run. Do your research. Cheaper may not be your best option.
Don't be fooled by fancy vehicle signage or a professional-looking website. Protect yourself and use a bonded roofing contractor. Hire Ace Roofing and Construction for peace of mind and quality roofing that'll last.
Buying a new copier for your business is nothing to take lightly. That's why more local businesses trust Office Specialists with the full line of Sharp business machines and copiers that can do as much or as little as you need. Your office is their specialty at Office Specialists, an ABS company.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
The Galesburg boys basketball team hits the road for a final non-conference game at Normal West. We'll have pregame coverage tomorrow night, 6:40 on WGIL.
Welcome back in here at LaSalle Peru High School, where the Silver Streaks pick up a 66-29 victory over the LP Lady Cavs to move to 23-3 on the season. We're going to go ahead and quickly get to our post-game stats brought to you by Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate, and they will show up guaranteed. We'll start with the individual numbers. For the LP Lady Cavs, they were led in scoring, 6 points from Drew Deppenbrock, also 6 points for Lily Moorheiser off the bench, 5 points apiece for Margaret Bordeaux and Brianna Rupert, 3 points for Ella McCauley, and 2 points each for Giovanni Grebner and that is number 2 Snyder, who I don't have a first name on. Meanwhile, for the Silver Streaks, they put 10 girls in the scoring column here tonight, led by 16 points from Zania Carter, 12 points for Lily Furrow, 7 points apiece for Ella Hershenroder and Izzy Kennedy, 5 points apiece for Chloe May, Olivia Springer, and Grace Hershenroder, 4 points chipped in by Jazz Kilgore, 3 points for Sophia Kistler, and 2 to round things out from Ellie Johnson. Over to the team numbers.
And for the victorious Galesburg Silver Streaks, they finished 27 of 53 from the field, 7 of 17 from downtown, 5 of 7 from the charity stripe, 23 rebounds, 11 assists, and just 7 turnovers for the Streaks. And for the Cavaliers of LaSalle Peru, 11 of 27 from the field, 2 of 7 from downtown, 3 of 4 from the line, 21 rebounds, 9 assists, and 28 turnovers.
And quickly, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, brought to you by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's.
Yeah, we had a little bit of discussion about this. I mean, you could have always went with the easy one, but in blowout games like this, it's always fun in the fourth quarter. And so with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, the senior, number 4, Olivia Springer. She came in, knocked down a 3, got fouled, shoot another 3 to finish with 5 points, 1 rebound, and a steal. Congratulations, Olivia, on the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
I agree completely. The Silver Streaks will be back in action on Thursday night as they are going to be back at home getting some home cooking at John Thiel Gymnasium, taking on the Geneseo Maple Leafs.
And the boys have a road game at Normal West tomorrow night, followed by a Friday home contest with the Quincy Blue Devils, which, for all intents and purposes, is for the fourth-place finish in the Western Big Six. So, you know, it's a big game for the Streaks. You know, we finished in the bottom half of the conference the last few years, and this is a chance to finish in the top half, and a win over Quincy would just about seal that up for us. So hopefully the Streaks, everybody get out to Thiel Gym on Friday night and support the boys, and hopefully we can come out with a top half finish in the conference.
Absolutely. Of course, again, coverage tomorrow night will begin at 6:40 with tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock right here on WGIL. Well, for my partner Jason Wessels, also Brian Prescott keeping us on the air back at Mission Control, I'm Mitch McVay. Until next time, again, the Silver Streaks move to 23-3 by picking up a 66-29 victory over the LaSalle Peru Lady Cavaliers. You've been listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Thank you for listening to Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Girls Basketball, a WGIL sports presentation on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.